Frank DeCaro, all he does is natter on. Like, even Big Fatty is more entertaining than Frank DeCaro.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
All he does is natter on.
Yes! Well, well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1757 of the BFO for Monday, the 20th of October, 2014, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. What's wrong with our voices? I don't know. Hello, Black Lungus. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are Black Lungus today because, y'all, let me just put it this way. Y'all, you know, Big Fatty was up in the Myrtle Beach all weekend long. And, y'all, let me just tell y'all, they still allow smoking in the bars up there. And y'all, I swear I have developed black lung disease from being around all the cigarette smoke all weekend. Y'all, it was worse. It was worse than the Excalibur. Yes, Big Ready. And so, y'all, I'm just a little croupy. But y'all, it was. It was a good weekend nonetheless. Big Fatty, why don't you tell them about it? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, let's see, since the last time I talked to you, that was on a Thursday evening, and y'all, Thursday evening was an interesting evening, because I finished recording the little show, and y'all, then I am just sitting here, and I turned on the TV machine, and the sports ball game was on, so it was kind of on in the background, and I was piddling around and everything. And then all of a sudden, I get a textimonium. And I went, well, who the hell is sending me a textimonium on a Thursday night about 9:30 p.m. in the evening? And, y'all, it was my old most regular gentleman caller. And he goes, hey, Brookwater, what are you doing? And I said, I'm watching the sports ball. I said, do you want to come over? He goes, oh, yes, I would love to come over. And, y'all, this is very out of character for him at this time of the evening. And so he says, but I'm out with some friends right now, and so it'll probably be an hour before I can get by there. I said, that'll be fine. He says, I'll send you a testimonium when I'm heading that way. I said, lovely. And then I told him, don't get too drunk now. But y'all, you know, it's okay if he's lubed up. Be ready, it's vulgar. I meant with liquor. Oh, okay. but y'all, so let's see. So I just went to bed because I figured, you know, he's either going to be too drunk to come over, or he will send a testimonium and it'll wake my ass up. Well, y'all, 10:30 came and went, and I said, yeah, he isn't coming over. And, y'all, then about 11:30, I get a testimonium. You still awake? I said, yes. It's a lie. I was asleep. But I was awake when he sent the testimonium. He says, okay, I'll see you in 10 minutes. I went, come on. And, y'all, I got to tell you something. I don't know what they were drinking, but, y'all, I'm going to start stocking it here at the Fat Cave because, y'all, I have never had as good a humpity-bumpity with my almost regular gentleman caller. Y'all, it was like he had the miracle juice or something. Big Maddie, the miracle juice or something like that because, y'all, he was doing things that he has never done before, and yes, And y'all, it was just lovely, and he was enjoying every second of it. So evidently, the miracle juice takes away your inhibitions, and y'all, it was just lovely. But I mean, and y'all, but the thing is, he wasn't so drunk that he didn't know what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing. So anyway, but I won't go into any further details so that I do not offend that Miss Kim Beaver, but y'all got lots of nice comments on Friday with the news about the new Fat Cave, and y'all just well wishes and you know, a little bit of advice here and there, and so y'all, it's And y'all, I didn't freak out at work on Friday or anything like that. I just started putting all my stuff together and sending it over to the bank to get my loan approved. And you know, that kind of thing. And let's see what else. And then. I'm trying to think. Vader was not in the office on Friday, and y'all, it was kind of a quiet day. I think we just kind of a quiet day. It's sort of a normal day, I guess. And then after work on a Friday, Granny sent me a testimony. Okay, we're ready. We're on our way over to pick you up. And I said, lovely. So, y'all, I left work about 10 minutes early. I had come in a little early that morning and came home because y'all hadn't packed the first thing to go up to the Myrtle Beach. And so, y'all, I came home and I pulled out my small valise and I put a few things in there and packed up the computer. Oh, no, I tell you what I did. At lunchtime on Friday, y'all, I downloaded that Yosemite system for the computer, and y'all, it downloaded, and I got home and I said, okay, install it. Y'all, it took forever to install, and y'all, I was afraid that if I closed the computer, that it would do something terrible. so y'all, I just unplugged the computer and it kept saying it was installing and everything. And it installed. Say it wasn't downloading; it was just installing. So I left the computer open and just had it on my lap in the car. You know, a while later, it had finished and everything. And it was y'all. I like the Yosemite. It's very clean looking, and it seems to be working just fine. So there were no problems. I installed the Yosemite on the work computer on Friday. But anyway, let's see. And then we drove on up to the what do you call it? The Myrtle Beach, and got checked in at the hotel, which was kind of a task, if you will. The hotel that we stayed at and the hotel that is right next door, they share. And you know, after the workday, they only keep one lobby open, and then you just have to go to the other hotel. So I went to our hotel. It says go to the other hotel, and I went over there and got checked in and everything, and it wasn't any problem. It just took a little bit longer than I thought it would, but anyway, after that, we got all settled, and y'all, then we were going to the bar on Friday night, but y'all, we were hungry. We were hungies, and y'all, so we went. The Myrtle Beach is famous for its seafood buffets, and y'all, so we asked around, and y'all, they said, oh, this is the one you ought to go to. They've got all you can eat crab legs and everything else, and y'all, we went, and it was delicious. They must have had all kinds of crab and fish and scrimps and scallops and They had steak on there. They had all-you-could-eat crab legs. They had a big salad bar. They had Chinese food. They had just everything, a big salad bar and vegetable bar. And, y'all, they had fried green beans and fried okra on it. And, y'all, that was delicious. And then they had a dessert bar, and, y'all, they had scoop-your-own ice cream. And, y'all, it's the good ice cream. So, but, now, y'all, it was a little pricey. It was $29.99 a person. And, y'all, I didn't eat $30 worth of food, but that's where everybody wanted to go, and that was fine. But and anyway, I didn't mind. You know, everybody, you know, you gotta have give and take, and, you know. So, but I was very satisfied, and, y'all, we went out to the bar that evening, and, y'all, Granny and I are the only two that went to the bar on Friday night, and y'all, we went in, and we were just visiting around and everything, and the owner came over and gave Granny and Big Fatty a big hug and everything, and oh, it's so nice to see you here. And so it was really nice. And y'all, we were only gonna have a couple of drinks and then come back. And, y'all, we got there about 10 p.m. in the evening. And, y'all, I think we got back to the room about 1:30 a.m. in the morning. Big Fatty, what were you doing? We were drinking, and got back, and, y'all, needless to say, Big Fatty immediately went into a coma. And we woke up. We had made plans on Friday night with two of the Myrtle Beach Horror folks that we were going to run into, that we spent the evening with there at the bar. We were going to go to Brofkas, at a place that they had suggested. We were all going to meet there at 9 a.m. in the morning. So, y'all, the three of us, we're off, and we find the Brofkas place, and we had gotten the table for five, and we're sitting there and going, well, where are they? You know, I sent a testimonium, didn't hear anything back. And so, y'all, we decided, okay, well, I think we're just going to go ahead and order. And about that time, got a testimonium, hey, we just woke up. Y'all enjoy breakfast. And so, y'all, we had a real good breakfast. But y'all, Granny and I were still a little what's the word I'm looking for? Drunk? Yes. Big Fatty took a nip a nap, and I think Granny went for a little walk on the beach or something like that. But y'all, it was just a restful afternoon. And y'all, then when we were coming into Myrtle Beach on Friday night, y'all, there was a gentleman caller on the grand, Dr. Harry. And y'all, we got back from the bar to the hotel, and he's on the grand doctor again. Big Freddy, can I come over now? I said, I think I'm a little bit too drunk to do anything tonight. He goes, okay, Big Freddy, maybe tomorrow. And y'all, so Saturday rolls around, and y'all, you're hamburger. And so, y'all, he came over, and we had a lovely time. And we got ready. The horror club in Myrtle Beach, y'all, I really like what they do. They have their bar nights starting at 6 p.m. in the evening, and they're over about 10 o'clock. And so, y'all, we were there about, I guess we got there about 6:30 or something like that. And, y'all, it was the mask. But, y'all, Big Fatty couldn't wear a mask over his glasses, so I was mask-free. But, y'all, there were lots of nice folks there, and we had a lovely time. Y'all, they sold Jell-O shots and all kinds of stuff, and they did a boots to balls 50-50 raffle and everything. And, y'all, I think they raised about $1,100 that evening. And, y'all, they had a little buffet, so that was, we hadn't had anything since Brofkas, so we kind of nibbled on the buffet. But, y'all, I'm gonna tell you, that wasn't enough, because by the time Granny and I left, and, y'all, we left probably about 11:30 or something like that, y'all, we were both I'm glad Granny was driving, is all I got to say. Y'all, we stopped at the Burger King at the drive-thru, and, y'all, I had to step out of the car because I just needed some air, and I thought I was going to speak to my good friend Ralph, but I didn't. And then on Sunday, we got up and hit the road. We stopped for breakfast and then got on back here to Charleston. Big Fatty, it was a lovely, lovely weekend. Yes! Yeah, I guess y'all, after all the fucking that went along with last week's explosion of celebrations exiting the Burke, now only got two this week. And y'all, one of them is today, Monday the 20th. Y'all, it is that Dennis out there in the Colorado. Big Fatty, where does he live? I think he lives in Colorado. Oh, and I think he's in Colorado Springs, I want to say. I'm not 100% sure about that, but Dennis, I hope you just have a lovely, celebration of exiting the birth canal, and I'm sure that the weather is going to be nice and fall-like and frosty and everything. Big Fatty, and I hope that there's also plenty of frosting on his cake. Gussie, y'all, I gotta say, I think this this trip to Myrtle Beach, it came at an excellent time because, y'all, I think if I had been sitting here at the Fat Cave all weekend, I probably would have freaked myself out just sitting here thinking about everything that goes along with buying this house. And, y'all, because I found myself thinking about it when I was in Myrtle Beach, and it's like, ugh. You know, there's so much, and y'all, it literally is a pants shitter. Fatty Vulgar. But I'm not regretting it. It's just a huge step, and so I'm glad it worked out that I was up there. I'm sorry for the raspy joy. Voice today, but y'all, it's you know, I'm convinced it was the cigarette smoke that did it to me. So anyway, y'all, just a little house. I probably should have some sort of house bumper or something like that to give the house repote. Y'all, this Thursday, we're having the home inspector come. And find everything that's wrong with it. And my real estate agent has said, now he's going to find lots of stuff. And she said, it's, you know, most of it is not real important. And, you know, with a 6-year-old house, you shouldn't find too much. But anyways, she says, just don't get freaked out when that happens. Big Fatty, good luck. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, just if you're keeping score at home, y'all, it's only 66 days until Crema. So, y'all, I hope you've started your list. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Faye Driver. And he was talking about that Frank DeCaro. He's on that Sirius Radio, and you know Frank DeCaro is kind of batshit crazy, and he was comparing him to Big Fatty and Faye Driver. What makes you think Frank DeCaro and Big Fatty are alike?
All he does is natter off.
Oh, Big Fatty, he's nailed it right on the head.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.